And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. U.S. President Joe Biden is emphasizing the nearness of a ceasefire in Gaza amid fears that an unexpected attack by Iran and its proxies on Israel will push the Middle East into a wider war. Brian Katulis, an analyst with the Middle East Institute, spoke with VOA.
It really depends on what the next spark might be. There's no treaty obligation in the sense that we have with NATO allies in Europe. But the reality is that the United States, just in the last few days, faced attacks from Iranian-backed militias in Iraq. And we've seen that before. We've seen that also the Houthi attacks in Yemen against international shipping in the Red Sea.
Israel has been bracing for an attack over the assassinations of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran and a senior Hezbollah commander in Beirut. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris and her running mate Governor Tim Walz held rallies in the Midwestern battleground states of Wisconsin and Michigan Wednesday, with Republican vice president rival J.D. Vance close on their heels. Reuters correspondent Diane Toe reports.
Polls show Harris has erased Trump's lead, built up during the final weeks of Biden's campaign, and a re-energized Democratic Party has flooded her campaign with donations. In the 24 hours after announcing Walz as the vice presidential pick on Tuesday, they raised $36 million, according to her team. Meanwhile, Trump's running mate J.D. Vance has been trailing Harris and Walz around the country, holding campaigns near their rallies, coming as Harris's surge appears to have rattled the Republican camp. In an unusual moment on Wednesday, Vance approached Air Force Two while Harris appeared to be in her motorcade on the tarmac in Wisconsin, where both sides campaigned in the town of Eau Claire.
That was Reuters correspondent Diane Toe. For additional stories 24 hours a day, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Taylor Swift has canceled three concerts in Vienna, Austria, after threats of a terrorist attack. The main suspect in the attack had pledged allegiance to the Islamic State militant group and had chemical substances at his home, authorities said. The Courier newspaper reported that the suspect had stolen the chemicals from his former workplace and had made progress in building a bomb. The second suspect had Al-Qaeda materials in his home. Mark Del Rosario, a fan who had flown in from the Philippines to watch the show.
It's just heartbreaking, just frustrating. But at the end of the day, I guess it's for everyone's safety. I know there will be like hundreds of thousands of people flying in from different parts of the world to be in the concert. So I guess at the end of the day, safety comes first. But it's really heartbreaking as well for me and for all of the fans of Taylor Swift.
Austrian security officials allege the two suspects wanted to commit an attack outside the stadium, killing as many people as possible using knives and self-made explosives. As China speeds ahead of the rest of the world in the rollout of driverless technology, it is also charging into another first, the threat to jobs in a driverless economy. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwaith explains.
China is speeding ahead of other countries in letting robo-taxis take to the streets. The autonomous cabs are now a common sight in the central city of Wuhan. Run by tech giant Baidu, they don't have any human driver, though a service assistant can always be contacted. Taxi drivers Reuters spoke to, but weren't allowed to film, said the robots had taken a big share of short-distance trips and were hitting their incomes. With Baidu planning to expand to 100 cities by 2030, that has cab drivers across the country worried. It's not just taxi drivers that are worried. Robots are also taking over as driving instructors. With a slew of local testing projects now underway, the rise of the robots looks very unlikely to stop.
That was Julian Satterthwaite from Reuters. Bangladesh's next leader, Muhammad Yunus, has arrived home from an overseas trip in Paris where he was having medical things done. He will take office on Thursday as he looks to restore calm and rebuild the country following an uprising that ended the 15-year and increasingly autocratic rule of former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow Voice of America on X, formerly known as Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.